Well, good morning again, and we are once again looking at Mark 11:22, just when Jesus simply said, "Have faith in God." So today I was thinking about how I would continue this study on faith, and we know that the words of Christ that were to his apostles to have faith in God. We know that in many of the teachings that Jesus gave to his disciples, he was teaching them to trust in him in the middle of difficult circumstances. Think of this: when he sent out the 70, he told them to take no supplies. They learned that he would supply. When they had no food, he told them to take what they had, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And from their minimal supplies, he fed the 5,000. When they were tossed on the sea, he asked them, "Why are you so fearful?" He calmed the sea. Also, we can remember when the disciples could not cast out the devil in the young boy, and Jesus said, they asked, "Why could they not do it?" And Jesus said, "Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, 'Remove hence to yonder place,' and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Howbeit this kind goes out, goes not out, but by prayer and fasting." Another time, the disciples came to Christ asking him to increase their faith, and what did Jesus say? Luke 17:6, and the Lord said, "If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, 'Be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea,' and it should obey thee." In all of these passages, Jesus is teaching the apostles to believe in him. So as I pondered this, I thought about the song, The Haven of Rest. How can we increase our faith in God? That song says, in faith, taking hold of the word. You know how to have strong faith? You have strong faith by believing in the promises of God. You believe in the word of God. You're not having a blind faith. You're not just simply trusting God blindly. You're trusting the promises that God has given in his word. And so the way to have a strong faith is, like we said yesterday, is have a strong belief in who God is and what God's ability is. But then you look into his word and you find the promises that he has given. And then what you're doing when you have faith is you're believing what God said in his word. In a sense, you're saying, "All right, God, this is what you said. I'm going to believe what you said. I'm going to trust in what you said. And I'm having faith in what you said." And that's how you have a strong faith, because your faith is taking hold of the word. Just thinking about that passage of scripture, Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory." Now, in this passage, Paul is talking to the Philippian church, and he's talking to them about the offering, how they had aided him in his ministry. And Paul is saying that they have been faithful to aid him, so God will be faithful to aid them. I love the way that John Gill describes this when he says that they are poor and needy. They're going to want fresh discoveries of the love of God to them. They're going to need fresh supplies of grace from Christ. They're going to stand in need of more light from him. They're going to need to be quickened according to his word. They're going to need fresh supplies of strength from him, answerable to the service and work they are daily called to do. And their trials and afflictions abound. They have need of renewed comfort to support them under those. And so we see God supply all of your need. That's every type of need. Whatever your need is, whether it's an understanding of love, whether it's more grace, more light, quickened according to his word, more strength to do the work God's called you to do, or to bear up under your trials, comfort from the Holy Spirit. All of those things are the things that God supplies and the way that he answers your need. Then I think a lot about Romans 8:28. That passage of scripture was key to me in my early Christian walk. When I began to understand, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So I just begin to believe in my life. I believe that I trusted that all things were going to work together for my good. It didn't mean that all things were going to be good, but they were going to work together for my good. And sometimes as I was going through circumstances, I didn't know how they were going to work for my good. But I simply believed that God was true to his word, and that somehow, some way, God was going to work that to my good. In other words, that difficulty, that trial that I was facing was something that God knew that was good for me. And so he gave it to me, and I could look for these negative circumstances that I viewed them initially and look for the way that God was going to turn them to my good. And so you have faith in God by believing his promises, and you just believe that what God says is true. You can remember some other passages of scripture that you can lay hold to, like Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Is any sick among you? Let him call the elders of the church and pray over them, anointing them with the oil, and the prayer of faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. And there's so many different promises of God that you can go through the word and find all of these promises. And when you do, what you're doing is you're having faith in the word. And so I encourage you today to find a promise of God and then believe it and have faith in that promise. And then you can more or less say, God, I'm believing your word. I'm trusting your word. And so your faith is in him. Your faith is in his word. And that way your faith can be increased. So today, Lord, as we begin our day with prayer, I pray that you would increase our faith. I pray that we would see that you're faithful. I pray that we would see that you're faithful to your word. I pray that our faith would take hold of the word and believe in you and trust in you. I thank you, Lord, that you did not leave us comfortless. You gave us your Holy Spirit to comfort us in the midst of trial. God, I thank you that we know that you're true to the word. I pray that we will believe it and that we will have faith. Lord, I pray today that you will be with your people as they trust in you and have faith in you. And it is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Have faith in God. Believe God's word. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark Campbell saying, have a great day.